welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
We're live on the Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Episode 26.
Something like that. Oh, yeah. Dad's over on Instagram now.
Just flip back and forth. It's all good.
It's all good.
We're just glad y'all are hopping on.
Yes, yes. We are very, very appreciative of all the support and the likes, the shares, the commenting.
Yes.
The people that are sharing our stuff to other platforms, we appreciate every single one of y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because even the simple thing of y'all share, you know, hitting that little share button, we see it. we acknowledge and thank you all.
Yes.
So, and we've seen more people interacting, which we love.
Yes,
that's the whole definitely. Point of this.
we're getting better every episode, or I think we are anyway.
We're trying to.
You know, Tuesdays, and forget how to ride. Oh, so Dad, oh, hardcore hot rods. What's going on? And Dad must have went for a little motor scooter ride today.
Oh boy,
that's awesome. I need to get over there and get mine washed, or bring it over here and get it washed, or something.
Yeah,
it's gonna think I forgot about it or something. But
anyways,
so this weekend we got rained on quite a bit, and seen a couple cool cars. Of course, with it being rainy, didn't get a whole lot of, didn't get any pictures.
But what'd everybody else do? I mean,
yeah, what'd you work on? What'd you do?
Yeah.
We got the exhaust leak slowed down.
Just a little bit.
On the 54.
It just took like I want to say two nights, but in all actuality, it took maybe about a half an hour to fix it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a little bit of frustration involved in that. Because, you know, the darn firewall is so close to that last
bolt. It's not really the firewall. It's like it's got a strengthening rib that if it was missing, it would be way easier to get to stuff. But it's not. That's the BS of having an inline six car.
Yep.
So.
Eventually, Michelangelo will get the upgrades that it needs and
have that problem. Even if it keeps the six cylinder in it, you know, take it out and put some gaskets in it because it's got a couple oil leaks and, you know, it's 70 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, at 70, I think I'll probably have a couple leaks of my own.
I'll be lucky to still be here.
Oh, come on.
Oh, goodness.
29 with experience.
Yeah. Gonna be that old till the day I die now. Oh goodness. But let's hear it. What did everybody do over the weekend? Y'all get anything done or see anything cool? Well, you did take a cool picture the other day while you were driving around for
The rollback
for work.
A whole bunch of people saw that. We got some good interaction on that.
Oh yeah. That was pretty cool. I did like the fact that the side said, what was it, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week?
Hardcore hot rods. My dad's asking where you're from. And Uncle Kevin, did y'all shirts come?
Yeah.
I know the well-traveled shirts. Babysat the fur babies. Yes, my mom and dad watched our dogs this weekend.
Yes.
But super appreciative of that.
Yeah.
But even though with as much as we got accomplished, we could have just stayed home. Save the gas money.
Well.
But, yep, we got them yesterday. Awesome. Perfect.
Good.
Yeah, they made it to South Carolina a couple times. They made it to Ohio.
Yep.
Back to Florida.
Well, maybe because they knew your mom was from Ohio. So, like, we gotta let it go through Ohio.
I don't know. That's the United States Postal Service. They're on their own program sometimes. So,
well, they did get one thing right. They said it was going to be delivered on Monday.
They just didn't specify which Monday.
Yeah.
I think Hardcore Hot Rods jumped off, Pops.
But, anyways.
So, we are excited. We're going to have Troy Asher with Asher Studios on Thursday.
Yep.
So, we're excited to have him on.
Mm-hmm. And then
there was some slight confusion on a show I talked about. But we're going to promote his show too. So, yep.
It's going to work out.
But excited to have him on.
The traveling shirts. And then next week.
Had an awesome time with Mark last week.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Mark, for coming on and hanging out with us.
Yeah, I feel like that one probably could have gone on all night. The stories he has is awesome. But
we'll have him on again.
Yeah. We
sometimes trying to limit the episodes to, you know, hour and 15, hour and 30 at the longest, kind of limits the amount of conversation we can have.
Yeah.
We may do a longer episode one of these nights just to see the reaction.
Yeah, test it out a little bit.
Yeah. Again, we're still learning. Trying to figure out all this stuff.
And I feel like if we do an episode like that, we definitely need somebody other than me.
Well, we get a big show or something coming on in the works, talking to a gentleman from Trash the Classics. They're putting on a show in October. Mm-hmm. Rat Rod, Hot Rod Show down in Okeechobee, Florida. He's going to come on and promote that, so that'll be cool. It's a husband and wife from what I've seen, so it'll be excited to have them on. They're kind of trying to do the same thing we're doing, just in a different part of Florida. So,
heck yeah.
It's always good to support everyone trying to do this because, you know, there's room for everybody.
Yeah. And especially, I feel like the feedback that we've been getting, there are a lot of people that drive a lot and they get tired of the radio, so then they turn on podcasts. So there's ample opportunity unless you work from home. And then it's scary.
You could still listen to podcasts, but
I'm too busy talking on the phone.
Yeah, so. But definitely if any of y'all have any people that you'd like for us to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, have them reach out to us or shoot me a message with their information. I'm not too scared to reach out to them. We're all in this together, so the more stories, you know, someone's story may click and, you know, that person that don't think they're capable or don't think the money or, you know, can figure out their own little niche or, you know, slice of this hobby. Not everyone. Even though it would be cool that everybody could start with a 32, you know, 5-window Milner coupe.
Yeah. Well,
you know, there's a soft spot for C10s. There's a soft spot for Apaches. Yeah.
I did see an Apache today on Facebook Marketplace. It was like $3,500 or something like that. And I was like, there's got to be something. It
must have been gone.
Well,
or just the body.
I think it was just
the cab.
The one that he
started cutting the bed apart and then lost interest.
Just the inside of the bed was completely gutted out. But I thought maybe it was a different picture, but I thought I saw it looked like the inline six out of Michelangelo. Oh,
that would fit.
But I didn't know.
The 235 was in trucks for yeah, so that would have worked. What's going on, JPS? Rod and Customs.
Welcome, welcome.
That was another awesome episode we had.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, looking forward to, we got this weekend, we got Easter.
Yeah.
You know, fat kid likes to eat, so I'm looking forward to that. Then next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be in Moultrie, Georgia.
Yep. Well, you'll be there Thursday, Friday. I'll be there Saturday.
Me and Dad will be there Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
And then Ashley will be up Saturday with Mama.
Yep.
And I'm excited because that is a very large swap meet, and we missed it last year. Yeah. So, well, didn't really miss it. We already
had Daytona kind of lined up.
Time constraints. Yeah. I mean, back-to-back weekends with full-time jobs. Can't really do that.
A little tight, but.
So.
But, I mean, it kind of worked out because now we'll get to experience the spring version of it.
Yeah.
But.
And we'll find out if, you know, with Turkey Rod Run, you know, we've been there a couple times now, so we kind of know what it is. Mm-hmm. So if it looks like Moultrie's better, if we have to make a decision, then we'll just go to Moultrie.
I do want to plan it out just a little. I mean, obviously, finding where we're staying and whatnot, we're gonna plan that out a little bit better. But I feel like, too, like, what was it, Friday? Where they had the new car show at the, not at the Iron Horse, but the bar across the street.
Oh, Rats at the Beaver.
Yeah, and we didn't realize that it started at like 12 o'clock. Yeah. I would like to get there a little bit earlier than we did.
Yeah, well, hopefully, part of that was we didn't have a car there. So, I kind of didn't check. I just made an assumption. And when you assume, you sometimes assume wrong.
Yes.
And we did. You know, so we showed up when everybody was rolling out.
Yep. I mean, we still got to glimpse at a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, we got to
see some leaving shots. And
yeah.
Well, there was a couple people that hung out just to
hang out. I mean, it's
They didn't want to, you know. That was another thing with Rats of the Beaver, you know, ending at 5 or 6 o'clock. Turkey Nights didn't start till 8.
Yeah.
So you had like 3 hours to kill, and it was 20 minutes up the road.
Yeah.
So.
But at least there's plenty to do there. I mean, other than just the actual rod run, the nights, the shows, the.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more that goes on that we don't know about yet in that general vicinity.
The hot rod shenanigans, the turkey nights and cackle fests and stuff like that. I mean, having a car there would kind of open that up. So
yeah. Speaking of, we're still looking.
Yes, I got busy today, but after this podcast, I will post the 32 officially. Sale on Facebook Marketplace. So
get that up there.
If you need or want, you have a burning desire for a 32 Ford pickup truck that's already channeled. I have a cab and a bed with repair panels to fix the rust in the cab.
Yep.
And a 32 frame.
Yes.
That I will sell you just the frame, or I will, yes, sir, whenever you're ready, bud, me and Dad are going to drive the 34 to Moultrie. It's on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
He had some wild turkey tonight.
You mean driving it on that ghost trailer that's in the backyard?
Oh yeah,
that missing trailer.
Yeah. Oh my Lanta.
No, my trailer is not missing. It is in the backyard. It was just dark and she couldn't see it.
Yeah.
It blends. But
that's what we get for not moving it either.
It hasn't moved. promise my grass isn't that tall. It's getting close, but
yeah,
around it. I need to move it and mow the grass.
Yeah, we're going to do a good job this weekend.
Yeah. See, Ashley's putting me to work.
Yeah, I am.
But it's all good.
I just asked two things.
What's that?
To mow and then
pick up sticks.
Yeah, pick up sticks with me.
Yeah, so
the sticks before the mowing.
Yeah. Well, yes. But so back to I have a 32 Ford pickup body or bed and cab with repair panels. And I also have a 32 frame that I would sell as a bare frame or as a roller.
Yes.
Or I'll sell it all together.
Would you trade it?
I would trade part of it for a Model A, preferably 30-31 sedan. I'd be interested in a clean coupe. Yeah. I mean,
the coupes are nice.
Yeah.
I just really like a sedan. I don't know if it's just the way the back
bonus
of the
body points is. If it's a sedan delivery.
Oh, jeez.
I really like that back door. For
some I don't
know. It would cut down the vision, but it would have a full back door.
That's true. That's true. Instead of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But then it also kind of reminds me of the mousetrap. Doesn't their back door do that?
No.
No?
No.
They don't have a back door?
No.
Never mind then.
That's a Crosley.
Okay. I could have sworn
they had. I don't think it has a back door.
Now I'm curious. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Disregard. I'm still learning. I don't know why I could have. And I don't know. It's not like I could have gotten it mixed up with something. That's like a very unique.
Yes.
Unique vehicle. And what was it? It's a Crosley?
Yeah, it's a 49 Crosley, I believe.
Well, if anybody on here knows, did the Crosley have a back door? I don't know why I thought that it did. I could be just going a little bit crazy, which
it happens.
Very possible. But who knows? But we did get to meet, well, the mousetrap, for those who watch Corey Wheat Customs on YouTube, and they have the mousetrap.
It does have a door.
Oh, my goodness. I was right. Whether it works or not, that's a different story. But, oh, that's funny. Ta-da.
Where did it go?
It's loaded.
Oh, there we go. So, there is the Crosley.
And their Snap-on truck that they converted into
Toter home.
Yeah, toter home. And we got to meet them at Turkey.
We did get to meet them at Turkey.
And I got to meet Hannah. I felt
that's
so honored.
Them.
Huh?
I said, that's them.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why she's...
We'll also be able to see them at, if we make it to Pigeon Forge, they'll be there too.
Oh, they are going? Oh, boy.
So, I don't know if they came down for Turkey Ride Run this weekend or not. They did. We didn't see them.
They might have needed a break after coming down for Turkey in the fall. It took them, what, like 5 days to get home or something like that?
It took them 5 days to get here. It took them longer to get home.
You know.
You and Ash got to drive it back.
Okay. What?
That's fine.
What?
We going to re-gear it this weekend or...
Is he driving it up there? Because that's the only
That says, Sawzall says everything can have a back door.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But anyway, wait. Oh, he hopped back.
Yeah, he's over there.
Again.
Ken's back over on Instagram now.
Oh, goodness.
So.
Anywho. But, yeah, so we're getting excited for Moultrie. I am. It's going to be a nice day away.
I'll be a guest on the Hot Rod Hangout podcast.
Yes. Because I'll be in the...
Because Ashley will
be... I'll be in studio.
Ashley will be taking over hosting duties.
I was able to get everything pulled up today.
Yep.
And I've been posting it afterwards.
Yep.
Granted, you're not going to be here to be like, hey, does this sound good?
I'll be on the phone, though.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing about iPhones. We got... we can FaceTime if necessary.
Yeah.
But...
We'll get it figured out, and it'll be, and you'll have so much to say.
Oh,
fill us in on everything you saw. It
hopefully the weather makes a slight U-turn.
Yeah,
but Kenny, did you get the windshield figured out, or is that just a reschedule moment?
The windshield.
Yeah, Kenny was getting a windshield put in the Hyundai.
Oh.
And did they drop it, Kenny, or was it the wrong or something? For some reason, he scheduled an appointment and they couldn't do it that day, I think. Because it's got fancy glass.
Oh, Safeway can't do it?
They could, but it's a special windshield because it's got where it can read. It's got the heads-up display and probably lane departure and all of that stuff of
sounds like it's
new cars.
It's like an airplane lane departure.
Well, that Civic that they gave you when they were working on the Equinox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that
was in the windshield. The lane strips were in the windshield in that.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You didn't drive that much because you were still smoking and you couldn't smoke in the car. So the non-smoker took it to work.
Yeah.
Well, and I was driving
further anyway.
35 minutes, and you were driving 5.
15. You're driving 5 now.
True story.
Because I can leave work and be at your job and back home in 10 minutes.
You've tested that.
Yes.
So anybody doing anything exciting for Easter?
Or working on anything Easter weekend? Because you get a long weekend.
I do. That'd be a good time to go over and wash my motorcycle.
Yep. No. Having a whole Friday off.
No one's doing anything?
You need the cricket noise. Cricket, cricket. I don't... Do we have the... Oh, there. The crickets. Oh, they lasted.
That is long.
Yeah, I was going to say they lasted.
You can tell that's the first time I've used that.
We've listened to all of the things, but only for like a second, so we don't even know how long some of them
are. We have the horn.
Oh, yeah. All of the things we do when we're bored.
Yeah, so.
Oh, well. Anywho.
So what's everybody doing?
I don't know.
Nobody's I know we're eating deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Me and Dad are going to eat deviled eggs.
What?
You didn't get invited.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
To Easter?
No, to the deviled eggs.
To the deviled eggs. Mom said that she was making them for me.
No.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Mom. She said she was going to hide them from Dad.
I knew she liked you better than me.
Yeah, well. Sorry.
Sorry, Dad. We'll get them on Friday while Ashley's at work.
Bo honky. I can take my work with me. I will show up over there.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. She'll at least save me one if y'all eat them.
I think Mom's off, too, so we'll all eat them. Send you pictures.
So I am an orphan. All by myself. Oh, goodness.
So anybody got anything coming up that they're excited about? I mean, I know Dad's
excited to get the 34 up to Georgia.
Yeah.
and half an hour from the hotel back and forth to Moultrie. That'll be fun.
Yeah, did we think about that? might wake up the 53 from its winter sleep. Awesome.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's... Well, we're in March now. I guess it is time. Yeah. Time to get that good weather to roll down the AC.
Still snowing in Montana, so...
I'll just crack the windows then. Well, I mean, even when we went... I mean, granted, it wasn't that cold, but...
Nope, I got... Mom has to work on Friday. So no deviled eggs. You have to work on Good Friday? That's not a very good Friday.
Oh, that's right. So did I.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, because it's not detrimental, so it would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't be closed that long.
You can be closed 3 days. You can't be closed 4 days.
Oh. Come on. Do you have off on Monday?
No.
No?
Why would she have off on Monday?
I don't know. But she gets other holidays off that are silly. Let's be honest.
Banker hours.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
Hot Rod Scott, what's going on?
Welcome, welcome.
Reservation only. Sorry, Ashley.
Do what?
For the eggs on Sunday.
Who?
Dad.
Yeah, I already booked them all.
And
end of story.
Says, been working on some small stuff to make it more complete. Should probably get on it more since show season's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's never enough time in the day to work on.
No, there's not.
Work on stuff. And I mean, in all fairness, even hypothetically, because this is a huge hypothetical, because we would never move up where white stuff falls on the ground like 6 months out of the year. But like, unless you have heat in your garage, I still feel like it would be too cold to even go out there and work sometimes.
I mean, on his episode, he had a hoodie on. So
yeah. And, you know, you love working at night, Mr. Night Owl. It's even colder at night, and I'd be sitting next to a little space heater.
Yeah, torpedoes.
Torpedoes?
Torpedo heaters?
Oh. I just have my little tiny one that I use in the room here when it's too cold in the mornings.
Flame ones. I remember working in the shop. You'd work for a little while and go heat up your pant legs on the torpedoes, and that way your pant legs would be warm while you're working. It's a giant tube, and it's kerosene or diesel fired. So it's a giant flame.
Oh.
But there's an end cap. So you can't really...
You can't, like...
Like, burn. It's not... Yeah, the flame's not coming out, but the heat is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that just sounds like a giant blowtorch.
Essentially, with the cap.
Oh, my. That would be dangerous. Knowing my luck, I would totally burn myself on something like that. And if it were to fall over... I mean, that's...
It will fall over.
Oh, okay.
It's like that.
Oh, okay. I get that now.
Yeah.
Just need visuals.
JPS says he hates being up here in the winter. You guys could see my breath when we were talking last. Yes, we could.
Yes. I felt very bad that you were so bundled up, but honestly, it was cool, though, being able to see your car in the background. That was pretty cool. But we appreciate you coming on, hanging. That was a good episode.
Y'all's shop at work is heated, though, right? Because that's a big company to make y'all freeze all winter.
Yeah. Because they got to be pumping them out all year round.
I would think. I don't know. Is there a slow time? Or I'd assume if anybody was building one, it would be in the winter. So that would probably be their busy time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then, of course, they have all their southern folks that do it all year round.
Yeah.
Although I feel like maybe during like the heat, the hottest part of the summer, maybe we slow down. It was what? Oh, fun.
It was fun. He'd do it again. And yes, their shop is heated.
Oh, good.
No AC, though.
Oh.
We're busy around, very rarely have any downtime.
Yeah.
I could see that.
No AC.
Yeah, but it's up there.
Yeah.
I mean.
But when you live up there, the summer's still hot. But I guess you could open up the garage doors.
Do y'all have like swamp fan or swamp coolers or?
Big ass fans. Like the big ones.
Don't say. Hashtag we need a sponsorship from Big Ass Fans. Hot Rod's got it.
What are they saying?
So Hot Rod Scott, hey everyone, I've been doing research into some early Tampa area Hot Rod Club history for a project coming together soon.
Ooh. Oh, he thinks they got all the humidity.
yeah, negative there, Ghost Rider.
I'm sorry, you got to come down to Florida for like 2 seconds. And it is bad down here. Well, then again, I feel like also Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana also have it bad humidity-wise, too. But I don't know. I've only ever really drove through the states and went to Alabama to watch you buy a truck. But
and yes, Hot Rod Scott, we still need to get together.
Well, y'all do because I don't talk.
Well, because I've reached out to him because that's Scott from
the gathering. Oh.
So I reached out to him about looking for a Model A.
There's like three different Scotts.
Yeah.
That are in our everyday
yes
conversations. So
we were talking about. What's going on, man? You got to mention earlier, Mr. Troy Asher. looking forward to Thursday. But, yeah, so I reached out to him and was talking about looking for a Model A.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed him coming on to learn a little bit about the hot rodding of early Tampa Bay.
Oh, heck yeah.
So
that'll be pretty cool. Because I feel like only living in Tampa for a very short time. Well, not short time. I lived down there for a little while. But you could tell it's like one of those places that has some history. And I just don't know anything about it.
Sorry, our two-year-old had bath time, ran late. Hey, no, no worries, good. Bud. No worries.
We're just glad you hopped on.
Yeah, man. And excited for Thursday's episode with you.
Oh, yes.
But definitely need to have some of our followers on because some of y'all's cars are badass and I know they got good stories behind them. So,
oh, yes. I mean, we've already had one of our followers on here.
Had quite a few followers on.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking forward to it as well. Cool.
Heck yeah. Yeah. We're pumped, excited. And then do we really have, other than Moultrie, do we have much?
I have a 32, bud, and, you know, I mean, the weather's nice down here. I heard two-year-olds love Disney. Like, you can make it a family trip. I'll be a little closer to you in 2 weekends. I'll be in Moultrie, Georgia.
Just throwing that out there.
Hot Rod Scott, that's awesome. I'm also working on a story about a particular hot rod in my area from back in the day.
Heck yeah.
Got to keep the history alive.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're here for.
I feel like the amount of knowledge he holds would blow my mind.
Yeah. He told me a very funny joke when we talked. He said that he was still learning.
Oh, right. The one that can point out a 29. But, you know,
the fact that he says that, though, means that he's actually in it for the right reasons. Yeah. So But I did laugh out loud when he said it. I was like, man.
Especially when we watched him point yes. out the differences of two frames that were leaned up against the wall across the garage.
Although my pockets aren't that deep, you guys make it to Indy again. Let me know. That's my hometown. I know all the old hot spots. Oh, man, I wish I'd have known you back then or when we went up there, because I was searching for hot rod shops, and I came across, but they were all closed by the time I found them. Yeah. So,
or like 3 hours away.
Yeah, we weren't really we weren't up there for hot rod stuff.
Yeah.
We were just trying to fit it in.
Yep.
And the roads aren't that bad. Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They are that bad.
When you live there, of course, they're not that bad.
Well, hold on. Look, we were right around the Speedway and mm-hmm. Allison Transmission. Those are the roads that we were referencing. We didn't really get to explore. We didn't have a rental car, so we were relying on Ubers and shuttles.
Yeah.
Very true, Dad. Can't be done learning.
Yep. But
Indy does replace tires, LOL. Oh no, it's that bad around the west side. Okay, so yeah.
So you agree.
Yeah, we were there, and also wherever the Country Kitchen is located.
Yeah.
Whatever part of
Indianapolis
that is.
Well, the Uber driver that brought us back from the...
He said he doesn't go down there very often, yeah, but he seen my picture, and I looked okay.
He's like, I don't usually go this far south.
I grew up on the side. Okay. Yeah.
But it was
pretty funny. It was a good time.
Sure.
Something like that. That's a spot. The food was delicious.
Yes.
Just a little awkward walking in, not being prepared for menu items. Oxtail. I had to explain to Ashley what some of those foods were.
Well, and I felt like a complete and utter silly goose because, oh my.
Yep, that's it.
That's the road. Well, so. I felt like a complete and utter silly goose because, what was it, cornbread dressing?
Yeah, Ashley thought that meant cornbread. And I was like, no, that's stuffing. That's cornbread stuffing.
And then the waiter was like, oh, you want that with cornbread? I was like, well, yeah, like that's what I'm getting. Oh, I know. Good times. I know better for next time. Sometimes I have moments like that, but anyway, it was still a good meal. It was pretty good. Next time,
dog and bud, pizza, burgers, and root beer. Hello, cornbread.
Yeah. The only thing I gotta say is y'all gotta get some real sweet tea up there.
GPS Rod and Customs says. He always got cornbread on his mind. Yeah.
It was, I like cornbread good.
Too.
Yeah.
Soda or pop? Soda.
Yeah.
And sweet tea.
But what's weird is like where I grew up outside Philly, it like I don't think anybody called it pop. It was all soda. Like, at least in my little suburbs of a section. I didn't know you could call it pop.
My mama called it pop for a long time.
Well.
But.
Anyway. It was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun Definitely. Experience. Maybe we'll go back up for hot rods. Hot rod related topics. Because there's certain garages up there we need to go see. Yeah.
So, and the next podcast cruise will be April 21st.
Woop woop. Is that a holiday? I don't think it is.
It's a cruise. It's a holiday.
That's not a holiday, baby.
It is. Anytime you get to drive your old stuff is a cool day.
It's a cool day. Oh, no holiday.
Good.
Just the day after is Earth Day.
Heck yeah. So in Canada, they called it soda pop.
Gotcha. Well, but so 21st, are we doing anything else in April?
Moultrie, I think. That's it.
Just that?
Moultrie, and then we may try to catch Sumter swap meet in Hernando County.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for this Model A sedan you're looking for? So Bare Metal, Bowling Brothers, 512 frame, drop axle, coil over rear, four link, small block Chevrolet, turbo 350, bomber seats, either a short sliding rag top, or because I don't like how they look when they're long and they go off the back of the car.
I'm surprised they don't.
That's about it.
I'm surprised they don't have one that's like flush, that instead of it folding on the outside, it folds on the inside.
How would you do that? Then it'd leak like crazy.
Well, probably, yeah. Nobody said it was a good idea.
Basically the same plan I had for the 32, just to give us more room so we can actually get out and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the cab of the truck's a little small and there's not even anything in it yet.
Yeah. He says, look at mini truck rag tops like the Space Junkie. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the company, but they sell one for a Model A. The coupe is 40 inches by 40 inches. And then the sedan is 40 by 70. But that takes it, when it's slid back all the way, it leaves part of the fabric off the back of the car. Yeah. So if I can use a coupe one, I would do a coupe one. The only reason I'm really using it's for like stoplight traffic. I very rarely have it open.
Just being able to see those traffic lights. Yeah.
Oh, and a chop.
Yeah.
That got added to the 32 build. The 32 build was going to stay unchopped, but the sedan will be...
And channeled? Or did you already say that?
Yeah. Well, the 32 is channeled too. Oh. But yes, channeled... six-ish inches chopped.
Yeah.
Basically sit in the car and figure out how much windshield I really need. Add a couple inches and call it a day.
Yep.
Not going ridiculous like mail slot or anything, but I don't want to have to look out the rag top to drive it.
Yeah.
Like that one me and Dad seen.
Which one?
It was a raked Model A. Like, the roof was, the front windshield was only, that's a huge chop for a sedan. Yeah, it is. But I'm also short, so. The front was, like, a $100 chop. And the windows were only, like, $100 laying on their side all the way to the back. And... the guy, Legacy Products. Yes, that's who I was talking about, Troy. And the guy was literally had his head out the roof to drive it.
Well, and even when...
it looked cool, but...
when we were at Turkey the first time, I remember there was like, I don't know, five or six of them that was doing a cruise around Turkey. And... three out of six of them were literally driving, looking out the roof of it because of how yeah. chopped it was. And they didn't, they either had the rag top and it was open or they didn't have anything at all. And they were just, that's how they drove. I mean, they looked cool, but practicality of it, we like to go, you know, out to dinner or out for ice cream. But they were still definitely pretty cool to watch Cruisin'.
Yeah.
And one of them just popped up on Marketplace. That one, that black and white one. With the crazy paint.
Oh, with the eye beam or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. That just popped up for sale. But anyway.
Look up Ricky Lee, Ricky Bobby Rod Shop in Tennessee. He does some killer A's. Yes. Ricky, a Ricky Bobby style, Ricky Bobby Rod Shop style Model A sedan is kind of what I'm going for. Except for not air ride front and rear. Just a preference. If you're going to run a straight axle, I don't believe you should run. I don't believe you should run air ride where it's visible.
Which you went down a whole wormhole with.
There is a company that puts it underneath the radiator, but then you also have to move the front axle out in front. They still did the steering behind, which was cool, but it takes up a lot of space because, you know, your crossover steering and all that goes right where it, you know, essentially has a second wishbone.
So you'll just have it in the back then?
That says add a blower for zero. I don't have blower money. I have remove stuff money.
I agree. Air ride is for...
Air ride or IFS needs fenders. Otherwise, forget the fenders and straight axle. Exactly.
Troy gets it.
Although I did see, was it a Model A or a 32 truck that had the fenders? Yes, it was a 32 truck and it had fenders, mm-hmm. but no hood and no side skirts.
It looked pretty nice.
It did look pretty gay. So,
especially with no hood. Wink, wink.
Nah, dash truck. I like it with the hood. It's different. Not everybody has one. The same with this grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. Undeniably a 32 grill looks, in my opinion, probably one of the best looking grills, but you also see them on every single vehicle.
Yeah. So. But I mean, one thing about whenever we go through the build of the coupe, sedan, whatever we end up with, and with dad's truck, like it's, you're going to notice it in a parking lot. Even if you go to a car show, you're still going to notice it in a parking lot.
So, like, something like that, only in bare metal.
Yep. Oh, now seeing it bigger, I kind of like that color a little bit.
But. That looks good on fat fender Fords with no hood and a flat head. Yep.
Flat heads, isn't it easy to find up where he's at?
Yes, you have better luck. Flatheads have better, they're more available, or they seem, I guess, it's wherever you live, they're available everywhere else, you know. Yeah. Just like, was it Rufus Ranch in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Has like 8 coupe bodies that are decent. They have like 15 sedan bodies, but it's in Minnesota, so.
Does anybody live in Minnesota?
No. Because I can't go get it, and yeah. I don't have the cash to.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that is. Well, if you would like 32.
Yeah. Guys, you take care of our 2-year-old. Charlie's having to go to bed. I look forward to talking with everyone later this week. Yes, yes sir. We look forward to it. And I'll reach out to you Thursday.
Yep.
Thank you again for hopping on.
Appreciate it. And I feel like that'll be another good episode on Thursday.
Definitely.
Very excited.
So.
But Anyway, getting a tickle in my throat. Sorry.
Also, Legacy Products, if you listen to this podcast and you'd like to sponsor a build, it will be featured on the Hot Rod Hangout podcast, cruise every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it will also be on YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, now that we're slowly getting everything lined up to be able to get YouTube off and running soon.
And also, anyone out there that has a business, preferably car related, but if you have a business and you think that our podcast would benefit becoming an advertiser, reach out.
Yep. That would be awesome.
Or if you got a show and you want to come on and
yeah,
talk about your show, let us know. I mean, that's what we're here for, is to grow it. And we're listened to in 49 states and 13 other countries besides the U.S. So yep, reach out.
We're getting there. And just the amount of people that interact with us on Facebook, especially.
Oh, definitely.
You know, we appreciate all you guys. The likes, shares, comments, especially the shares.
Yeah.
But, so we'll have this Thursday booked up, and then
we'll have a Tuesday live as, yep, I'm kind of putting the final details together of how me and Dad are going to pack a suitcase in the 34 and roll up there, and we'll be in the Swap It Fast booth. I don't have the booth number, but I will have it,
yeah,
on Tuesday.
I'll get that.
Definitely excited about that. Yep. I'd be even more excited if something that we own sold before then, so I had a little bit of money to take up there.
Well, we've got a week and a half.
Yeah.
A week and 2 days before you leave. So anybody out there?
Nah, it's all good. If it don't sell, don't sell.
Yeah.
But looking forward to catching up with some of y'all. Mm-hmm. I know a few of you have reached out, said y'all will be up there. So, looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. Very excited.
Scott, are you going up there? You weren't at the gathering, so I couldn't ask you personally, but...
Oh, yeah. So. But... Oh, goodness. I really wish there wasn't a delay on the Instagram.
Yeah. It gets a little weird, but...
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean...
We work with it.
We're about to get booted anyway.
Are we really?
5723.
Oh, jeepers.
We're going to get booted. About the time he hears this, he'll get booted. It'll get booted. But...
And then we won't know what his answer is.
Nope.
His Instagram doesn't keep it.
Deletes the video.
As well as all of the comments.
Yeah.
But he can still message you on Instagram or Facebook, whatever.
He might have hopped off.
Yeah. But, yeah, who's all going to Moultrie other than?
I know Dad's going.
Yeah. And his 34.
It's just jokes.
Are we sure? Like you said, it's on the internet.
I would try it, but he posted it on Instagram, though, so it goes away.
Oh, that's true.
So it's gone.
He planned that.
Negative, sorry. Hey, no worries, bud. Oh, what's up? We got Gasser Garage in the house on the Instagram.
Heck yeah.
Right before it kicks off.
Yep. Thanks for joining.
So when it ends, I will restart it. So
when it, oh,
just hold tight, and it'll be back up in a second.
Oh goodness! But so, what else is everybody up to? Got a couple people on. Well, we don't know. Is that Facebook or YouTube or both?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep.
Well, anywho's.
Well, any of the new people that hopped on, or did you do anything exciting over the weekend?
Are going to this coming weekend?
Going Easter bunny hunting, or?
You're not supposed to go Easter bunny hopping.
Hopping?
Hunting.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, goodness. Supposed to go egg hunting. Egg hopping.
Egg hopping.
So. It's going to be the new thing. But, well, this week will go by quick, and then next week will go by quick, and then we'll be in Georgia.
Yep, two more days this week, and then three more in a wake up, and be headed to Moultrie.
Yep. So.
Oh.
What? What are we doing Ope to?
The delay is the only thing that's keeping the Instagram alive right now.
Oh. So. The 30 or 45 second delay.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out. But,
oh, yeah, because that'll still keep going. Oh, goodness.
I guess with that being said, make sure y'all go continue to support Swap It Fast. Link is in the link tree. It's right there. Link is in the tree, link tree, mm-hmm. in our bio and everything. He said, I spoke with Scott earlier this week. He said that quite a bit of buyers have signed up. Quite a bit of sellers are on there now. So it's growing. And as it continues to grow, it'll be easier to make that connection.
Oh, yes. And also, don't forget to go to Throttle Addict and use the code word Hot Rod, and you can save 15% off. So.
All right, guys. Till next time.
See ya.
Drive your shit. Later, guys.